releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norepinephrine and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. Calm Mind and Brain Make are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Make contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutraMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutraMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. Get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutraMedical.com is the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutraMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutraMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Welcome back. We have Josh Bernstein here. Josh, your main area is Patreon. It's patreon.com/Josh Bernstein, J-O-S-H Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. Josh, you want to talk about the Tlaib story? That was the first one you mentioned on the break. Let's get into it. In fact, when I was looking at Fox News, because I have Fox News on with the sound off, and Tlaib, this Muslim, is making some very vile statements. I'd like you to kind of expand on that. She's trying to say people are twisting her words. What's going on?
Well, look, Adolf Hitler wrote in his book Mein Kampf that a big colossal lie was a great propaganda technique. And if you tell a lie that is colossal in size, that no one would ever believe that someone could have impotence to distort the truth so infamously. Well, you fast forward to 2019, where Michigan Congresswoman and Jew hater Rashida Tlaib is also trying to distort history with her own demagoguery and disgusting, vile lies. On a recent podcast called Skullduggery, which I guess is the latest new urban, you know, Marxist radio show, in an episode titled From Rashida with Love, believe it or not, not only did she say at the 28-minute mark that Israel should be, quote, abolished in a one-state solution, that wasn't nearly enough. Then this sick, evil, hateful woman said, when I think about the Holocaust, I always get a calming feeling. Now,
you're kidding.
She says because she believes the lie that Palestinians created a safe haven for Jews post the Holocaust. This is 100% a reprehensible, erroneous, and historically inaccurate statement and a blatant lie.
We know that, yeah. Now, it's total garbage, yeah.
Before I get into why this is not true, let's go back to the first part of her statement. This evil, vile excuse for a human being gets a, quote, calming feeling because she thinks about all the pain, suffering, abuse, and murder that the Nazis perpetrated against the Jewish people. Well, I got news for you. She is a terrorist, and I get a calming feeling when animals like her are rejected, defected, and marginalized. Now, I would like to say something else here publicly, but I will refrain from doing so as I do not need a visit from the Secret Service. I'm sure you can figure out my aim and intentions there. Now, back to Tlaib's blatantly false
people
statement.
Like her need to be voted out by their local people in Michigan.
I was born in Detroit. More stronger than voting.
But the thing is that she should actually, I consider her kinds of statements as inciting violence, and this kind of incitement of violence like this should receive some kind of charge, whether it's removal from committees and politics, fines, and if it persists, jail time. I don't think
this
should be tolerated.
How about removal from Congress?
Exactly. Absolutely. I think that we should not tolerate this. The same thing with Omar, Ilhan Omar. The same kind of ridiculousness coming out of her mouth.
Absolutely. Now, let's get back to that first thing that she said about creating a safe haven for Jews, Palestine, right?
Right.
Palestinian leaders such as the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, Hajj Muhammad Amin al-Husseini, openly corroborated and collaborated with Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party.
Right.
During World War II, the Mufti was involved in the mobilization of support for Germany and their efforts to eliminate and prosecute the Jews, which they saw as a commonality, as a common goal. Now, in 1941, the Grand Mufti met with Hitler to help him strategize on how to persecute the Jewish people.
Right.
Moreover, according to historian Benny Morris, Palestinian Arab leadership actually rejected a one-state solution offered by the British prior to the Second World War because the British insisted that they accept 75,000 new Jewish immigrants, which they obviously opposed. So much for a safe haven. But the Palestinians, they were not alone in their persecution and hatred for the Jews. 259,000 Jews fled persecution in Morocco, 140,000 from Algeria, 100,000 from Tunisia, 75,000 from Egypt, 38,000 from Libya, 135,000 from Iraq, 55,000 from Yemen, 34,000 from Turkey, 20,000 from Lebanon, 18,000 from Syria, and 25,000 from Iran. So that's almost a million Jews who were forced to flee their countries. That is not what we call a safe haven, okay? The minister of propaganda for the Nazis, Joseph Goebbels, once said, if you repeat a large enough lie over and over, eventually the majority of people will believe it. Well, Rashida Tlaib is Joseph Goebbels and is doing her best to distort history. And this Jew ain't going to let her get away with it.
Wow. Amazing. It's good to go over the history. It's good to go over the history and the actual facts. I see happening here, I think number one should happen exactly what you mentioned, removal from Congress. Number two, there should be huge fines. Number three, we have to take the fact that some of these actions I consider insightful of violence in America. Just like the presence of things like MS-13 gangs is a danger to the society, this kind of dialogue is a danger to society. It's okay to have reasonable, dialogue about things and debate, but when you say you have a calming feeling about the Holocaust, this is to try to actually break up society even more, and it's an Islamic attempt to further balkanize and break up American society and put it across fault lines, which is why we need to make sure we remove mosques that actually preach terrorism in America and their imams and deport them back to their home country, and we need to not tolerate this kind of foolishness. It's okay to have a dialogue about stuff, but to say you have a calming feeling about the Holocaust, this is an obscenity. It shouldn't be tolerated, should it?
No, it should not. And could you imagine if a Jewish member of the Senate or of Congress got up and was on an interview and said, when I think about Muslim persecution and Muslims being killed and murdered, I get a warm, fuzzy, calming feeling inside. They would be asking for that member's head. They would be forcing him to resign. It would be all over the news, 24/7, CNN and MSNBC. They'd all be running story after story after story about it. But yet, because a Muslim woman is saying it about Jews, that's just par for the course, right? I mean, Muslims can't be seen as victims in today's society. Sickening.
Right. It really is. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It's a triple standard, never mind double.
Right. What do you think is going to happen with the Democrats now and things going on in the Senate and Congress over, Donald Trump's son, this idea of trying to bring in Mueller, the investigation with Barr? I mean, this is over the top, isn't it?
Well, yeah, look, I agree with Lindsey Graham, and I agree with the fact exactly what he said. Completely ignore the subpoena. Tell them to go pound sand. Burr is a lying idiot, and he should be recalled. There should be a change.org petition immediately up looking for his, to get him recalled from his seat. I hope he's defeated. I will work with whoever the candidate decides to run against him in the next election will be. And here's the thing. He lied to Donald Trump Jr. and the rest of this committee did. They lied
right
to him. They said, if you come in here and you give us 22, 25 hours worth of testimony, we'll stay all night long. We'll ask you every question you want. And at the end, that will be it. It'll be one and done, and we won't come back to you again. We won't come back to the well anymore. We won't ask you questions in the future. One, and we already know that Mueller didn't do anything to indict him or get him involved in the investigation in any negative way. He wasn't indicted. He wasn't really looked upon as a serious person as far as, having done any wrongdoing. So why then would Richard Burr go about his business and bring Donald Trump Jr. back in front of the committee? And
by the way, Burr is a Republican, isn't he? Burr is a Republican.
Now, here's a better question. Why isn't the Kentucky Fried Chicken, Mitch McConnell, putting an end to this? Let's not forget, he has the power to dethrone him and remove him from his position as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. So if you really wanted to stop this instead of just, you know, showboating in front of the camera, he could do that. And yet he hasn't done it yet. Now, the chaos and confusion and resentment and nastiness and vileness, we're looking forward to that for the 2020 Democrats. That's where all the division and the and everything and the chaos should be. We're done on our side. We've already been proven innocent after 2 years of a witch hunt. Why on earth would we bring that same type of chaos and confusion back into the situation? That doesn't make any sense. Burr was a never-Trumper from the beginning, as well as many others, and it's these never-Trumper establishment-type Republicrats that are the main problem there.
Yeah, what I find amazing is that this stuff is permitted by people like McConnell. Why did McConnell allow this to happen?
I you know what? I don't know. And he was on Sean Hannity, and look, I like Sean Hannity, but he was very, very weak. He didn't press him. He didn't put him in his spot and say, well, you know, with all due respect, Senator, you have the power to remove him from the committee and stop this madness and this nonsense. You yourself said a few days ago publicly that it was over. So why aren't you sticking up with that? Why isn't this over?
Well, what's the purpose of it anyway? I mean, he was going to meet with this so-called Russian spy to say she
had
some kind of goods.
It was a plant by the Jeb Bush campaign.
So, you know, and this, the facts are nothing happened. Nothing material developed. There was no collaboration. So what's the purpose? What are they going to try to do? Are they going to try to say, if he doesn't show up, we're going to jail your son and put him away in prison?
Yeah, and if anything, if you really wanted to get to the bottom of it, why don't you bring Vitalia Nitsel-Mitskaya back in front of your committee or bring her in front of it to begin with, because I don't think she ever has testified, and ask her why she met with Glenn Simpson before and after the dirty dossier went out. Why don't we get to the bottom of that? Why don't we ask those types of questions?
Well, those questions are going to come up here with Mr. Barr and also as the Horowitz report comes up, because when they come out, it's going to start asking questions, and there's going to be indictments. These are going to be serious prosecutorial criminal indictments of FBI, DOJ, media, and these so-called spies, which they don't want to call him a spy. Look at Comey. This guy is already stewing himself. This guy this is the green giant from hell. I mean, honest to God, the man is narcissistically an egomaniac and liar par excellence. And he's not a very good liar because he puts on this scrunchy-eyed face, and he says things that, you know, in the face of it are totally false. It's amazing, isn't
it? It is, and, you know, I'm very worried, and I said this over a year ago when he was appointed. I did a big story on him. I'm very worried about Christopher Wray. Christopher Wray is a turncoat deep state plant. He's been there since the beginning. Trump made a very bad mistake in appointing him as FBI director. He's an absolute disgrace, and his comments as of recent has gone against what Barr wants, and I think in the end he may push Barr to either not prosecute some of these people or to give them off on a lighter sentence. So I am no fan of Christopher Wray, and I'll go out there publicly and say it.
Why doesn't Trump listen to people like you and actually pull Ray from his duty and put somebody else in there? See, I'd like to know, like, you have a very big audience following. Why doesn't Trump listen to people like you? I mean, he's got this nest of people around him. A lot of them are globalists or manipulators or just plain devils. And he's listening to them, and he listens to a menu of things, and then he says, well, I'll decide on menu item C. And that's the problem with Trump. He's a smart guy. But his menu of people he's listening to is limited and manipulative, and in many cases, downright evil.
Yeah, I mean, look, he could have picked Joe DiGenova. He could have picked Judge Jeanine Pirro. He could have picked Larry Klain. I mean, there's so many other people that he could have picked for FBI director that had experience and that would have done a great job. But he picked a deep state idiot, basically. Rod Rosenstein.
The FBI are the center of some of the worst things. For example, 5.5 years ago, the Christmas lighting ceremony was run by an FBI officer with a Muslim kid about to blow up a bomb at the Christmas lighting. The first attack on the World Trade Center towers was done by an FBI officer with an Egyptian munitions expert. the FBI are involved in so many dirty deals and setting up things for, you know, terrorism inside America. And now the spying on another counterintelligence on another elected group. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and what's soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power-C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. A couple of different stories here. I see the big Drudge that shows a picture on Ruth Red of a picture of Xi. He wrote a document called 2025. The Chinese have been for 30-plus years since they got in the WTO. They've been getting worse and worse. They use their tech companies to rate their own people, and now there's over 13 million citizens that are basically non-citizens in China. You can't get health care, drugs, or even get a job or go on a plane or train. I think China is going nowhere with their threat that they're going to strike back or dump the treasuries. I think China is screwed. And now Trump is not going to back down on this at all. Same thing, he's not going to back down on the tariffs and the things against Iran. Iran is screwed as well. And I honestly think he needs to ramp it up and start to threaten to seize the bank accounts of Putin and his oligarchs and the PLA members that are making carfentanil, which is, by the way, when they talk about the opioid crisis, it's primarily carfentanil from China that's the worst thing coming in here, isn't it? But people need to start grasping that they're our enemies, and they're actually attacking us already chemically with enough carfentanil to kill every American last year. It's disgusting, and we shouldn't tolerate it. And China's not our friend making Christmas toys for us. They're making toxic food and things that are shipped into this country. We should have no business with the Chinese at all, as far as I'm concerned. We should pull the rug from them.
We need to find different trading partners.
Well, we do. They're only 2.9. They're only 2.9% of the market, and I have the sound off, I was watching Fox here while we were talking earlier. Fox is doing too much on the left and the right, saying, oh, there's going to be big effects on Christmas toys and everything. No, there's not. Nothing's made that's good in China. Most of the manufacturing is only 2.9% of the economy. And yeah, they're going to put tariffs on $60 billion. That's nothing compared to the $600 or $700 billion of products that China is actually stealing with intellectual property or with straight-out dumping products into our market. China's, as far as I'm concerned, I have a book here right by my right knee called The Coming Collapse of China by Gordon Chang. And I had a chance to have him on a few weeks ago and talk about this. I honestly think that China is in their death knells. I don't think it's about to rise as this big empire. I think India is more likely in the next 10 years to become a bigger player. But China is going to get tamed quite a bit by this process of Trump. I don't think that after Trump is gone in 2024... because I think Trump will get reelected, these policies are going to go away. I think what is going to go away is the current crazy Democratic Party is going to go away, and it's either going to reinvent itself and become relevant to the people, or a third party is going to rise up in its place. Because I think the Democrats...
Think about what happened in England right now. You've got Nigel Farage, who started the Brexit Party, and they're poised to win huge gains in the upcoming elections. As a matter of fact, the Tories, I believe, are going to be in last place. And, the two-party duopoly that takes place for the most part in England is coming near its end as well. I mean, You've basically got the Labour Party and the Tories for the most part, and you have some smaller fraction parties. But now you have this Brexit Party that is going to take a majority of the government and the vote. So we'll see what happens. They're leading in many polls that I have seen. So keep an eye on that. And who knows what can happen even in America in the future. Maybe a third party will take off, the Constitution Party or, whatever it might be, and we'll get rid of this two-party duopoly we got here.
I think it'll be probably a center-left party. It'll be more like the old Democrats of John F. Kennedy 40 years ago, right?
Well, I wouldn't want a center-left party. I mean, we already have a way far of center-left party now. We already have a center-left party. It's called the Republican Party.
Right, I know that. I'm saying it has to be close to the Republicans, or it probably won't exist. But I don't think it's going to rise to power. I think, honestly, if Trump chooses a proper, let's say Pence takes over, or they have another conservative like Trump who can continue to pivot on issues and knows how to manipulate the media. For example, he's already on his campaign trail. He said, let's just start this. I get a kick out of Trump. He's a comedian, yeah, too. I mean, just to start this, he's even calling butt gags, and he said, edge, edge. He keeps on saying he didn't want Alfred P. Newman. And this idiot, Buttigieg, has to look up, oh, it's Alfred P. Newman. He's the jokester in front of Mad Magazine. I mean, yeah, this guy is nuts, and his father being a communist, and he'll try to smooth it over that he wants to have a nice form of communism. None of the Democrats have a clue how to run an economy. None of them. They all want social top-down control.
The fact that he recently said that America was never great, a la, what's his name, Mayor Cuomo there, or Governor Cuomo,
right,
I think that really hurt him pretty bad, because if anyone was even thinking of giving Pickle Pete, the sodomite from South Bend, even a chance, they may now are saying absolutely no way. And I think the fact that he attacked the evangelicals and attacked the vice president and now has attacked the core of this country, which is America itself, and saying that, right, we were never great, I can't imagine him resonating with too many more people.
Yeah, I think he's going to be out of touch, just like Beto O'Rourke. Look at Beto. What a mess he is, eh?
Yeah, Beto O'Rourke.
What an idiot. Honestly, this guy, the only thing he, and he does crazy things like stand up in restaurants on the top of the stands of the restaurant and some of our tables, and then tries to stand up.
Yeah, there's only nine people in the place, usually.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, where's this guy get this idea? I mean, why does he do this? This is craziness, isn't it?
Well, it kind of reminds me of the old politicians in the 50s and 60s. On the Democrat left, the labor union guys that would stand up on their soapboxes, which is kind of where the name came from, essentially. And they would stand on a mound in the middle of a field to be higher than everybody else. Typically, folks that were shorter in stature would do that to make themselves look taller, although Beto, I think, is pretty tall. But, again, you know, he may be tall in height, but he's certainly not tall in overall stature and ability and appearance and how he holds himself and, you know, and portrays who he, you know, who he is and strength and all that. I don't think he has any of those things. I think he's got a very weak disposition about him, and he's fading pretty fast. I mean, as far as I'm seeing, he's really not relevant anymore as far as the polling is concerned.
I got an interesting comment for you and question. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
You know what? I've never seen the show ever.
I'm going to be a spoiler for you because it's the second last episode. Now, we had the city that basically was destroyed by the dragon lady, you know, with her dragon. We have one more episode left, and of course, she's really angry that Jon Snow actually is the one who's the rightful king, and he still considers her his queen and all this stuff. But the fact is, my son made up an idea. He thought, you know, this is for all those people that are trying to just speculate what will happen in the next episode, the last one. Jon Snow is likely to be targeted by the queen. And told her dragon to actually fry him with fire. And the dragon's not going to, because he's a dragon master himself, okay? He's from the bloodline. And I see that same thing going on with the FBI and now the Department of Justice and the good guys inside the government that are going to get rid of the bad guys. I think that the New World Order is calling the system to fry Donald Trump and his functionaries that work with him with fire, and it's going to backfire. I honestly think that this whole thing is going to blow up in their face. And if this is what we do for the next 18 months for the Democrats, they're definitely not only not going to get elected. As far as I'm concerned, the party is finished. It's decimated.
Well, look, from your lips to God's ears, I hope you're right. I mean, I think what they have become now and what they represent now, they are a terrorist organization. I've been on record saying that, and I don't think that's a radical statement at all. If you believe in murdering a child on the day that it's born, you're a terrorist. If you believe in leaving our borders wide open for anyone to come into the country to kill us, you're a terrorist. I mean, if you believe in abolishing ICE who want to protect us, you're a terrorist. I mean, I don't think that's a radical position. I think their positions are the radical positions.
Right, and not only that, the radical positions of leaving China to continue to rape and pillage our country with intellectual property, they've already stated in their own documents They want to control artificial intelligence and manufacturing all goods at all stores in 5 years. People don't know that, realize what where China is trying to go. They're trying to become the prescient power on Earth. And they're crazy. Right. And demographically, right. And they don't even have enough females to reproduce their...
Yeah, they're $23 trillion in debt. They, you know, you put in unfunded liabilities, you're over $100 trillion in debt. Their middle class is roughly, I think, 600 million people strong, and yet it's suffering. Manufacturing is down. Distribution is down. You've got a major imbalance between males and females. You know, they're not doing so hot right now, and they're going to possibly collapse at this rate.
Oh, I know they will. In fact, Gordon Chang says it's coming. It's just a matter of time. In fact, a month ago, they published they have 1.8 breed-ready females. What are you going to do, put a tag on them? So you say, you better go and have sex with this female so you have more Chinese. In fact, I saw the report today on Drudge. You know what the director of Amazon said, which I'm sure Ma says also in China. This guy Ma in China is saying, we want you to have lots of extra sex. Jack Ma urges Alibaba employees to have sex marathons every day.
Because, yeah.
I mean, Jack Ma, look, excuse me. Do you think you're some kind of religious leader saying, you know, we got to resurrect China? China's done. They killed all their female babies. You know, 93% of abortions, both in India and China, and if you go on the streets of Vancouver, Canada, and you get an ultrasound, 93% of abortions are not Down syndrome or birth defects or hydrocephalus. They're female. Totally healthy female babies.
You want to talk about a war on women, huh?
Yeah. And then these damn women want to support abortion. Most abortions are female. Female. Get it? I said this in 1993 when I presented a paper, two papers to the Canadian Royal Commission on New Reproductive Technology. One was on tissue transplantation for Parkinson's disease, like Mr. Fox, and diabetes and so on. The other was on sex-selected abortion and genetic engineering. And these are actually part of the national record now in Canada, my papers I presented, 1993. You got to understand, this is an obscenity, and I spoke just before the females that were going to come on after me trying to push for the right to abortion. These women are suicidally stupid. There's no nice word for it. The human race needs to have strong males like me and you, and it needs to have good females that want to nurture their human race to the next generation. And the only sacred institution in the Bible from the people of the book, which are the Jews, is the family. There's no other sacred institution like the government or the church even. It's just the family. And when you destroy the family and you support abortion right up and after birth, in fact, Barack Obama was in the state legislature supporting abortion up to the third year after the child's even born. That's how nuts these people are. Evil.
The late-term abortion is insane. You know, Georgia just passed the Life Act, which eliminates abortion after, I believe, 6 weeks or a heartbeat is detected.
There's seven states
now. And maybe legislation like that will continue to gain popularity in other states.
There's seven states now, and I've been in communication with the Texas state, who's actually passed a very stringent pro-life bill as well. I tried to get Terry Collins on, but she said, well, she finally came back and said to me from the Alabama legislature, you know, I don't want to speak nationally. And I emailed her back and said, if you're enough to push this bill forward in your own state legislature, this issue is going to eventually come before the Supreme Court, not just as a state issue, but a national Roe versus Wade. The movie Gosnell, I saw Dean Cain on, who used to be Superman, and he actually was an actor in that movie with Gosnell. He was actually one of the producers of the Gosnell movie. And then I talked to the people who were producing what's called Unforgiven. A lot of them were Catholic. They're supporting that movie. And the Pro-Life League here in California. And then the people got have the movie Roe versus Wade coming up with Nick Loeb and John Voight this fall. This is going to be one of the main election issues. In fact, I wrote two books that was given almost 30 years ago called Clay and Iron, because we're ruled over by people that have got transdimensional evil inside them that's non-human. And then the other is Abortion to Armageddon. If you have abortion like they have in China or they have in Europe, which they're not even producing, replacing their own populations, Germany's not replacing its population. Do you know that? We have a friend They're not replacing their population. These countries are going to disappear in a century. They're going to cease to exist.
Yeah, that's why they're importing these Muslims into their countries
to replace the birth replacement rate that they're losing as they're getting older and reproducing less.
I think it's suicidally insane to listen to these maniacs. They need a shot to hell.
Suicide.
Yeah, the people like that push the abortion, and even as evil as the Muslims are, they don't support abortion. You know why? Because they know that the family and reproductive rights are the way they gain power, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Even if
they'll kill
as
everybody
hell.
Else, though.
Absolutely. They will. Back in.
Curdivasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, and anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
There's no guns. And welcome back. So, lots of other news cooking here. I think that this stuff with China is way overblown. I think that China is going to cough on this. They have internal politics in China, even though they don't have, because there was a moderate who actually put this 150-page agreement together. And the Chinese, after they're ready to kind of just finally agree to it, actually pull back. And I honestly think the Chinese have made a really big mistake, because their own internal politics had some hardliners that didn't want to agree to this agreement. They just said, well, we'll just follow regulations. No, you're going to damn well agree to intellectual property protection, all the other things. Otherwise, we don't have an agreement. And I honestly think of America, if we pull the rug, China's going to collapse. And they'll have an internal revolution if they collapse, won't they?
Oh, yeah, and there's no question about it. I mean, they've got over a billion people. What is it, almost like 1.5 billion already or something crazy like that?
1.4 billion.
Yeah, 1.4 billion people. And if those 1.4 billion people, you know, don't have food and water and, you know, amenities and all that, yeah, of course there's going to be an upheaval. But I think more of their issues and problems is the fact that they're going to become smaller, not larger, on the geopolitical, you know, stage. And I think maybe some other countries like India and others will do better. I mean, but India's got its own problems, you know. India's got its caste system, and, you know, they've got a lot of poverty, and there's a lot of the has's and has-nots in there, too. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, America is the best. America is the strongest. And, you know, there's other countries that are smaller that are free and strong, like, for instance, Australia. Now you look at what happened in New Zealand with shooting. They've taken away their rights now. Yeah, I mean, Australia doesn't really have a say. It really is just America, and that's it. I mean, Europe is imploding. You know, they've been infested with Muslims, terrorists and everything else. So I just think America is it, you know, America or bust. We've got to make sure that we're the strongest, we keep our borders strong, we keep the integrity of our nation, you know, sound and strong, and, you know, we just move on and be the light for the rest of the world to follow.
And we invent the future. In other words, you invent technology for healthcare, for life extension, for energy technology, for safe travel, for proper, and we also are going to reinvent even the cyber industries. I think the big calls for Facebook and Twitter and so on to be stomped on, they're going to be forced to either decide to be a platform or the 1996 law that basically said, if you're going to start editing and determining who can put information up on your platform, you're going to be capable of being sued. And to be honest with you, as soon as that decision is made, and I think it will be under Trump, their game's over, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, wow. Yeah, I think you're right on that. Absolutely.
And I think you'll see them. They'll either have an open platform, and then if there's somebody doing something wrong like terrorism, the FBI and the NSA and so on will grab them and go and interdict those people immediately. Like, I'm sure I've heard that the ISIS people are using some of these other social platforms, and they're not being disciplined at all, even though conservatives are being removed. Like, two or three days.
Because Zuckerberg is Islamic compliant and anti-Christian. He's an atheist Jew who is a self-hating Jew, a Soros lover, and someone that, you know, is allowing them to use his platforms, Instagram and Facebook, to recruit and hateful messages. Meanwhile, a conservative says anything on the platform and they're immediately thrown in jail. Look, I don't believe in government intervention into social media and into Silicon Valley, but something needs to be done to get...
Yeah, I think, honestly, it's going to happen either now before the elections or right after. And I'm certain that Trump will be reelected. I'm absolutely certain of it. And I'm going to be contributing financially and doing everything I can. I want to get good advice to him. I don't know how I can get contacts. I think if you could have a discussion with Trump for 20 minutes a week, his policies would be considerably different, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I would. But I will say this as just a cautionary tale. Remember what happened to Bob Beckel. Remember what happened to the great Dick Morris. And remember what happened to Karl Rove and many others that did predictions that were absolute. They're not doing those predictions anymore on national television or on radio, as far as I can tell. So I don't do that. I'm always much more careful.
I'm saying
he's going to win, but there's a lot of stupid people in this country voting. There's a lot of voter fraud, so I worry about that.
Well, here's what the provisions I would say. Number one, we need to get control of the big media companies before the election. Number one, if this is going to be a true election. Number two, we got to stop voter fraud and pass laws to make sure that happens. And the third thing is we have to actually get a public that gets involved. It's up to us out here in the public to make sure we get involved, to make sure our fellow citizens dialogue about the specific issues. Because you don't mind being taken a little spittle or an attempted punch in the face. You have to specifically talk about things like, you know, killing babies and totalitarian control of health care, which will not be pleasant. People go, I want free health care. It won't be free. It'll be totalitarian controlled health care. You don't want an open border where MS-13 are in your community, or it's dangerous to go down the road because you no longer have a gun to protect yourself, but now the gangs have all the guns because nobody's going to stop them.
I think that every single ICE agent in America should be deployed to every polling station in every swing state in this country for a whole week leading up to the election, and they should be given arrest orders right then and there on the spot. The other thing is I'd like to see it all videotaped. I'd want to see circuit cameras inside the polling stations in every single booth everywhere so that we know that there's not going to be any vote switching, the machines aren't going to malfunction and give the wrong votes, and that people aren't going to be stuffing ballots when no one's looking and everything else. Remember, the Democrats cheat between 7 and 10% in every general election and in midterm elections. So we have to account for almost 10% of the legal votes. That's a big, big margin and big, big percentage.
It is, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's a fact. That's not, you know, just pulling numbers out of the sky. That is a fact. That's where the numbers are in every one of these elections. So if there's an election where it's close and it's 50-50, Democrats are going to win those elections because they cheat, because they find ballots after the fact. They count, they contest certain signatures. They do this early voting, which is the worst thing in the world. Honestly, we should eliminate early voting 100%, except for maybe 72 hours before election for people in the military and, of course, the elderly or people that are elderly or, you know, disabled or infirmed. That's
right.
It. There's no reason you should have more than 6 or 7 days to vote. To the voting booth in that amount of time, and you need 30 to 45 days to deserve the right to vote. How do you like that?
Yeah. Yeah, and also, you got to catch people so they can vote across state lines, vote multiple times, or vote if they have a driver's license and they're illegal.
Exactly.
More than half the people in California that got their driver's license the last 4 years are illegals, and they use that to walk into a voting booth and get voting here in California. It's obscene.
Yeah. Yep, these states, you know, in 2018, you know, in the midterms, those states should have been punished by every single infraction that they found that they could prove where they stole a seat. They should have lost 5 electoral votes. Immediately, you'd have your 55 electoral votes down 35 points because there was at least 7 seats that were stolen in the state of California alone, right? 7 times 5 is 35.
Right.
So, yeah, so you'd have 35 less electoral votes to deal with for the 2020 election. These are the types of things that we need to do in order to show everyone that we're not playing around, okay? We're not playing around.
Can Trump do that by executive order, or should it be done by the Supreme Court?
Right. And if the North Carolina situation was proven where the Republican cheated, well, then the same thing should happen. I'm an equal opportunist here. I mean, more of the voter fraud is obviously on the Democrat side, but I'd be remiss if I said that it didn't happen at all on the Republican side, because it does, but it's obviously much less frequent. But we've got to start holding these people accountable for their actions and understand and let them know that the integrity of our voting process, we hold dear to our hearts more than almost anything else. And without it, we're a banana republic. That's what the left wants. We don't.
Exactly. Now, by the way, the Supreme Court is starting to come up with some things. It was a leftist, believe it or not, with Kavanaugh, that voted the Supreme Court rules that iPhone users can sue Apple over the App Store prices. I think you're going to start seeing where the Supreme Court's going to rule with an executive order from Trump, probably to start with, that they can actually go after these based on the 1996 law, which is already in the books. It says, okay, if you're operating as a platform, you're safe from all the things about being sued. But I think Trump is just going to make an executive order and say, look, you're not operating in that platform, therefore you're not protected. Therefore, I'm going to make an executive recommendation that the courts can now sue you. And the district courts can follow that recommendation on their own and then start suing these big tech companies, and that'll bring them down, won't it?
Well, look, hey, I may shock you right here and probably shock right-wing watch if they're listening. I agree with Kavanaugh's opinion.
I do. Too.
Anything that's going to take away from a monopoly, I actually agree with. So in that case, I'm glad you sided with the liberal side of the court. Because the last thing we need is to have another monopoly on anything. And to say that someone can't be sued for whatever reason, I think that's just wrong. And I'll go out there as a hardline conservative and say I agree with Brett Kavanaugh's decision there.
Well, by the way, that was with the leftists, which is interesting. I think if we had more dialogue, we'd find out that rather than the insurance from 180,000 Americans, we'd figure out a way to actually provide care to people, cut down the cost by getting rid of malpractice, get rid of fee-for-service and move to an hourly wage, get rid of allow alternate pathways to provide health care, allow portability of insurance, et cetera, I think, and control drug prices with the Drug Price Commission. The problems would be solved by taking piecemeal approaches to this one grand thing like the ACA, the Unaffordable Care Act. The same thing with trade and the border. The Senate's putting this bill together now to actually pass a law to change it to 100 days for deporting these kids and sending them back to their home in Central America. They even do gene tests to prove they're not related to the adult that brought them here. My guess is this is going to cut this back, that you cannot apply for amnesty in America or asylum unless you apply at your home country. You're not going to do it illegally by crossing the border or at a border of entry. So it's going to put a big stop to this. And the human traffickers are going to get hit because they're bringing in drugs too, along with the human traffic. These girls are being raped all the way to the border. It's an obscenity, isn't it?
It is, and you know, look, I've been on record many times, and I'll say it again. I'd like to see a moratorium on all immigration for at least 10 years. And I mean legal immigration, everything. For at least 10 years, there shouldn't be allowed any more immigration to this country. Yeah. Let's get our borders under control. Let's get our country back under control. Let's get ourselves fiscally responsible once again. And then maybe we can look at bringing more people into this country at a later date. But right now, no way. Absolutely not. And I'll be happy to go on record if so.
Yeah, and I'd moderate it a bit. I'd say, look, give people work visas, but if they've been working,
I wouldn't even do that.
Yeah, but even if they get a work visa, let's say you want to see a tech person from, say, Europe.
Let the American kids work it.
Well, absolutely. They need to get first dibs. And also the thing is,
why let the Chinese and other countries steal our intellectual property and then go back to their home countries and give them our secrets and
that's
nuclear secrets and everything?
We got almost 500,000 Chinese students here go back as spies, bringing technology back to China, right?
One of the greatest assets of being an American is to be a skeptic and to not be naive to the rest of the world's intentions.
Right. Good thing, isn't it?
There you go.
We are America's waking up. Thank you. Amazing show.